This is a BloomerBoomer.com podcast with host Andy Asher.
Well, hi, everyone. You know, if you haven't already noticed, the experts I invite on the show are ones who know a lot about things that, well, I want to learn about myself. You know, movies and travel and diet and fitness. Well, today's topic is really something I want to learn a lot more about. Maybe I wish I didn't have to, but it's how to reduce pain. Mine is along my leg. Doctors call it sciatic pain. So pain experts are high on my list anyway, and that's who we have today. His name is Justin Price, who is a really cool guy from New Zealand. Now, Justin has spent more than 20 years helping people put an end to chronic pain, and he's taught his techniques to other health professionals around the world who use them to eliminate their patients' muscle, joint, and back pain. Now, Justin, first of all, of course, thanks so much for coming on our show today. So there must be a story behind all of this as to how you came about to specializing in the topic of pain.
Sure, that's a great question. My father had a lot of pain growing up, and I accompanied him to his physical therapy and massage appointments so that I could help him with his homework exercises and do his massage therapy for him in between appointments. So I was sort of exposed at a very early age, from about 10 years old, to the idea that therapeutic exercise could help alleviate aches and pains. I then became a personal trainer and realized that a lot of my clients were dropping out or possibly couldn't reach their ultimate goals because various aches and pains were preventing them from realizing their potential. So then I started to do advanced education, started to really pay attention to what were the underlying causes of pain and dysfunction in the body. And then that led me to becoming a specialist in pain relief and corrective exercise, developing my own strategies that I now teach around the world. And our program, which is the Biomechanics Method, now has hundreds of specialists in over 26 countries around the world. So it's been a nice, fun journey, helping a lot of people along the way. And hopefully it'll continue to help more and more people.
And I guess that's really the point. You're helping to reduce the pain through a lot of the methods that you know a lot about. But really, in the end, it's not going to eliminate everything entirely, right?
Yeah. I mean, as we get older, it's not so... I mean, things do deteriorate, and obviously aging does catch up with us. The key, though, is as we go through life, we're exposed to certain things that life just throws at us, such, you know, we might injure our ankle, or we might have to sit down for 20 years at a desk in a job that requires us to lean forward. All these little injuries and stresses to our body create patterns that are hard to undo. Like, let's say we sit down for 20 years at a desk, we round forward, our shoulders are always rounded, our head's forward, we're not using the muscles around our hips. And over time, that just creates a pattern that leads to dysfunction. And obviously, as you get older, things become more difficult to undo. But if you are able to understand how the whole body creates these compensations as you age and then do the right therapeutic exercises to address those compensations, you'll find that, you know, you don't ache as much as your neighbor or, you know, a peer who maybe isn't doing those therapeutic exercises to undo the habits that they've created from a lifelong of, you know, little injuries here and there, or the environment putting stress on them from being at a bad chair or desk for years and so forth.
So like I said earlier, I have a sciatic pain down in the right side of my leg, but are the methods that you teach, do they have the potential of totally eliminating that kind of pain?
Yeah, definitely. Like, let's take sciatica, for example. That's a great one to discuss because a lot of people suffer from that. Typically, because sciatica symptoms are, you know, nerve pain either in the buttocks or down the leg, the typical solution is go and have surgery because people believe that the nerve is trapped in the spine because obviously the nerves come out of the spine. However, once the nerve leaves the spine, it has to go under, around, or over various muscles in the body. If those muscles are excessively tight or working incorrectly, those muscles and soft tissues can put pressure on that nerve and cause exactly the same symptoms as sciatica. So just imagine, you know, when you're in the movies and you got your leg crossed and you go to stand up and your leg feels dead, that's because the pressure of the other leg put pressure on the nerve and gave you symptoms like sciatica, but you don't suddenly go run and get surgery just because you were crossing your legs watching a movie. So if you can address some of the dysfunction in your body, make muscles work correctly, you can take a lot of these symptoms like sciatica away without having to rush to surgery or, you know, excessive drug taking or something like that.
So, Justin, let's take a look at age. Is it ever too late to start on these kind of exercises?
No, I've worked with a client, lots of clients in their 90s, and the oldest client I've had is 98, and he achieved a lot of success. So it doesn't matter the age. You just obviously, the older you get, there just needs to be considerations. You know, you're not going to start someone with some dynamic, heavy-duty exercises. You're just going to begin them at a level that they can achieve success with and then progress them gradually.
So, Justin, where does someone start who wants to avail themselves of your expertise?
So you could obviously start. My methods, obviously, I teach to a lot of health and fitness professionals, and then a lot of the general public was coming to me saying, Justin, you know, I'd love to go see one of your specialists, and a lot of people can afford to do that, but a lot of people can't afford to. You know, 80-90% of people have back pain, and not everyone has the money to go see a specialist. So what I decided to do was to write a book for the general public. And it's, you know, very inexpensive. It's like $10 on Amazon. And it's called The Amazing Tennis Ball Back Pain Cure. And the reason why I wrote that book was when people come to me, and these are people, you know, celebrities, heads of state and so forth, the first thing I get them to do once I've assessed them is to try to release the muscular tension and patterns that have developed over years. And I do that teaching them how to massage the structures of their body using a tennis ball. So I thought, why not teach these techniques to people that they can do at home with a piece of equipment that, you know, costs less than a dollar? So that's where I suggest people start is, you know, the book has some very basic assessments you can do to help you find out where to use the tennis ball. Excuse me. And then you just use a tennis ball and you address some of the muscular tension that it has built up over years. It's akin to, you know, like if you're going to blow a bubble chewing gum, you need to chew the gum first because obviously that loosens up the tissues before you blow the bubble. A lot of people try to move or stretch or do dynamic exercises and their body's just not ready for it. So the tennis ball helps address all this tension that needs to be undone before you start to move. Otherwise, you could injure yourself if you suddenly started to do dynamic stretching or something that your body's not ready for.
I like that analogy with the gum. Now, is this something that one would do on a daily basis?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't, yeah, on a daily basis because of the fact that it has taken you many, many years to create these patterns. So it doesn't need to be done a long time each day. I mean, 5 to 10 minutes a day is enough, but your body is very, very good at learning patterns. So to undo those patterns, it needs to be encouraged to change on a daily basis. But like I said, it only takes 5 to 10 minutes. You can do a lot of these exercises while you're watching TV or sitting at your desk. You know, it doesn't require you to go to the gym or get out pieces of fancy equipment. It requires very little room. So it's just it's a daily activity that you do to undo the patterns that have got you where you are today.
And how long would each session be, approximately?
It all depends on the person, how much time they've got. Obviously, if you spend 15 minutes a day, you're going to get more success and a lot quicker. But I've had people gain a lot of success just doing 5 minutes a day. And it all depends on knowing which parts to use. For example, I mean, I'm sure everyone's heard the saying, your hip bone's connected to your knee bone and so forth. Well, the whole body is interconnected, so if you release the right parts, it affects function and ease of pain in the whole body. So from the book, it teaches you to find out which parts of the body are the most restricted, and that isn't always the part that you feel the pain in. Like a lot of people go, oh, I've got pain in my lower back. I need to address that pain in my lower back by massaging those muscles or stretching those muscles. Where that pain in the lower back may come from dysfunction in your feet, or dysfunction in your shoulders. So if you know which area of the body is actually causing your problems and go to that area, you can affect a lot of change very quickly.
And I want to get back to that in a moment, Justin, but what's your sense or opinion, if you will, of the discussion that goes on about whether to get surgery or not get surgery, and on and on and on.
Well, I believe that surgery sometimes is an option that people have to take. Sometimes, if someone's had dysfunction for years and years and years, let's say they stub their toe when they were 20 years old and they couldn't walk correctly on that foot, and they created a new way of walking. It only takes about a day to create a new pattern for walking. So the body develops that new pattern. You're now 20 years later, you've been walking, putting more weight on the other side of your body. That shifts your pelvis out of alignment. It shifts your spine out of alignment. So 20 years later, your body's been doing some very dysfunctional patterns, which can eventually lead to deterioration of the actual joint. Now, if your joints in your spine deteriorate excessively, you're going to end up with no discs. And if you've got no disc and the actual bones of the spine are pressing together, then you have an organic problem with your spine that no exercise is actually going to help, because it's now changed. The structure has changed. So if you need surgery to address an organic issue, then you need surgery. And then you'd come to see someone like me to retrain those patterns, because those patterns that you developed that caused the problem are still there. So you need to do both. You need to, if there's an organic problem, surgery may have to be an option, but then you need to re-educate your body to move correctly so that subsequent problems don't arise.
So recently I was in this office, and they called it the pain center of all things to get a treatment, and you would not have believed this place was filled from floor to ceiling with everybody I imagine is experiencing some kind of pain. I mean, this is really widespread, isn't it?
It's amazingly prevalent, and it's only getting worse. It's because our day is all about making life easy for us. We sit down at the computer, we sit down at work, we sit down to drive to work. Everything's made very easy for us to do while we're sitting down. And say you, for example, probably sit down a lot in your work activities, and then you get up to go running for your hobbies, and the muscles around your pelvis have got tight and restricted from sitting down, and then you ask them to do a lot of work running. Obviously, that's excessive forward and backward motion of the legs and pelvis, spine rotating, arms moving. And those patterns that you learned from spending most of your day seated just don't know what to do when you go running. And what happens is certain muscles that are supposed to work don't work, and other muscles that really aren't supposed to do the job of stabilizing the pelvis kick in, and those smaller muscles get very strained and stressed, and they can put pressure on your sciatic nerve. There's actually a syndrome called piriformis syndrome, which mimics sciatica. And that piriformis is actually the name of a muscle that exists in your glutes or in your butt. And that muscle tries to kick in and do the job of the glutes. If you know, you've been sitting down all day, your glutes aren't working because obviously the chair is supporting your pelvis. That smaller muscle presses on the sciatic nerve and gives you that, you know, that symptom or pain of sciatica.
So I guess I have to ask you this, Justin. What do you do to avoid the pain in the first place?
So appreciate you saying that, because you've had sciatica. I had sciatica when I was 17, 18 years old. I was actually on the professional tennis circuit, and when I was playing tennis a lot, I got bad sciatica. And this prompted me to realize, hey, because I went to a lot of people to try and help with it, and everyone recommended something different. And I was like, I'm going to figure this out. And that sort of started my educational experience as far as I'm going to figure out strategies to address and try to develop, you know, solutions to these problems. So it is true. I mean, if you don't have the problem, like say you're a young teenager, your goal is to lift weights or look good, and it's not until you start to actually experience the aches and pains that you think, I've got to do something about that. But the problem is, more and more people are getting aches and pains, and they need a solution.
So as a former athlete, I guess you've been able to use some of these techniques on yourself.
No, I've definitely used these things on myself. I was a professional tennis player, and I'm from New Zealand, and New Zealanders are called Kiwis, and Kiwis are pretty crazy. I remember as I was younger, you know, we used to travel around with friends during the holidays and try and find the highest cliff to jump off into the ocean. And those are just some of the things that, you know, your body goes through a lot of things as you enjoy life. And a friend always said to me, if you don't risk getting injured, you don't risk living your life. And I think it's very important to know how to address these things, these imbalances and these injuries, but I have definitely experienced them, and I'm here to attest that these strategies work. I'm also here to attest that, you know, life sometimes hits you with things if you're living it well, so don't be scared of injuries because it means you're living life, but it's nice to have strategies that help you get over these so you can get back to doing those things that you enjoy.
Absolutely. Now, you also work in the biomechanics method. Is that, are we talking about it something similar here, or is that different?
The biomechanics method is the program I created. All the strategies that I've used to help clients over the years, I began to teach those to health professionals around the world, and there was such a demand for that that I created an entire educational program. So now health and fitness professionals can go through my program, which is the biomechanics method, and they can learn these techniques to use with their own clients or patients. And we have people all around the world now who are specialized and trained in my method of the biomechanics method.
And isn't it amazing something as simple as a tennis ball can help us work through problems?
Oh, definitely. And it's so important. That's why I created, wrote that book was, people need easy strategies they can do on a regular basis. It needs to be simple. They need to understand the big picture. And because, I mean, I could, you know, recommend some fancy piece of equipment that's going to make me lots of money by selling it, but that is going to prevent people from getting better because some people can't afford that equipment, or some people don't have the initiative to go buy it because they might be in pain, can't drive to go buy the piece of equipment. And so forth. So I just wanted to develop strategies that are very easy that people can do on a regular basis and get better.
So as we come to an end here, Justin, something I'd like to ask is what can people do who want to start off on a program on their own to eliminate pain?
Great. That's exactly what I'd love to do as well. The first thing you need is a tennis ball. So either steal a tennis ball from your dog or get a tennis ball. You can buy them from the dollar store, or I think they're less than $3. A can at any, you know, major sports store or Walmart or so forth. And a lot of people have dysfunction in their feet due to poor footwear, walking continually on hard surfaces and so forth. So what you can do is just get that tennis ball and roll it around on the bottom of your feet. You can do that standing or seated. You can do it of an evening watching television. Roll that tennis ball around on the bottom of your foot for a minute or two on each side. Pause on any sore spots you find, because there's going to be some tender spots that are more tight than others, and that will actually help release your feet. But the muscles and connective tissue of your feet actually run all the way up the back of your leg, cross your pelvis, up your spine, and actually cross your head and end on the forehead. So just imagine this big string of muscles and connective tissue all the way down the back side of your body that ends under your feet. So releasing the tension in your feet not only will help your feet feel better, but it'll help your knees feel better, your back feel better, your neck and shoulders feel better. So that's a really easy one you can do. Another one I like to do is if you're sitting watching TV and you've done your feet, is to massage your calf muscles. You can do that by placing a tennis, like you put your leg up on the coffee table. If you're not watching TV, just sit on the ground. Maybe sit with your back to the wall to support your back and place your legs out in front of you and put a tennis ball underneath the calf muscle on one side. You can put the other leg on top of that calf muscle to increase the pressure. Now, as I said, obviously the feet muscles and tissues connect to the calf muscles as they run up the back of the leg. So releasing these calf muscles is going to be a way to progress from the feet to the lower leg, which will also help release the rest of the body. Now, your calf muscles wrap around your ankles and insert on the underside of your foot, so you're going to help release your ankles as well. And some of the calf muscles actually attach or start just above the knee, so you're going to indirectly help your knee feel better as well. So those are two easy exercises, the golf ball on the foot and, sorry, a tennis ball on the foot and a tennis ball underneath the calf will really help you know, not only your feet, ankles, and knees feel better, but because of the way those tissues run all the way up the back and neck and shoulders. And I said mistakenly in there to use a golf ball under your foot. If the tennis ball is, you know, not hard enough because you've progressed, you've done it for a week, and the tennis ball is now not hard enough to get a nice pressure, you can progress to just using a golf ball.
Hey, I was watching a football game a couple of Sundays back, and there was a wide receiver that had left the game, and he was on the sideline and was with one of his trainers. The trainer had him standing up and with his foot on top of a golf ball and rubbing it on there. So it sounded really similar to what you're talking about.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, no, I've helped a number of professional athletes, and I teach them how to use a tennis ball, and they do it, you know, before games and after games. And it's funny to think, you know, they have access to some of the most complex, expensive equipment, and people who know what they're doing, they'll always go grab a simple tennis ball or other kind of massage tool that is just easy to use. I also wanted to, Andy, I know you've got sciatica. I know a lot of people have sciatica. I'd like to give you an exercise that obviously everyone else can use that will really help. If you lie on your back with your knees bent, support your head with a pillow if you need to, if it's not comfortable lying your head back onto the ground, but just make sure your knees are bent, and take that tennis ball after you've done the foot and the calf and place it underneath the muscles of the butt on one side. Remember that I was saying that piriformis muscle is actually a muscle that's in the back of the hip, so it's like a butt muscle, but you can actually release tension using that tennis ball out of that muscle and take pressure off that nerve. So what you'll do is you'll place the ball on one side of your butt, kind of scoot your body around until you find tension, and then just gently let that tension release over 15 to 20 seconds, and then scoot your body so that ball moves to a different spot. And if that muscle's in a lot of spasm or if it's very tight, just use an older tennis ball or move your body slightly off that. You don't want to cause yourself pain. You obviously want the muscle to relax as you do it, and that will really help you decrease those symptoms of sciatica. And for other people out there, if they do this, it'll help not only release symptoms of sciatica, but it will release all those the tension out of those muscles that run from the spine to the leg. That's actually where that muscle goes from. So it will help your hips feel better and your lower back feel better. So it's not just for sciatica, that one.
So, Justin, let me give you a chance to plug your book and talk a little bit about it.
Sure. The book is called The Amazing Tennis Ball Back Pain Cure. It's available on Amazon.com. And it's just an easy strategy that you can use to assess where your problems are coming from. Like I said, the symptom of pain is not always the cause of pain because of the way the whole body is connected. So it will teach you how to understand where your problems are arising. And then just using a simple tennis ball, it'll teach you what exercises to do to help you address the underlying causes of your dysfunction so that your symptoms of pain go away.
So I guess the other lesson here is not to let those aches and pains linger on, but do something about it.
Yeah, I think if you don't address these little aches and pains as they crop up, they turn into bigger aches and pains. So hopefully this book can help people save money by just addressing things as they arise rather than having to get to, you know, spend a lot of money when everything breaks down.
Thanks so much.
I really appreciate your time, Andy. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to our BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts, and you can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Oh, and we encourage you to leave a comment in the podcast reply section.